Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
My name is Sheikh Zayed Al Salami.
A few years ago, I started the course of wanting to commentate on a very important book that I believe is something that would be useful for everyone who reads it, and that is the book Mafatih Al Hayat, written by Ayatollah Al-Uzma Al-Sheikh Jawadi Amuli. So when we're talking about the economical system in Islam and all of the things related to working, earning an income, and how important it is for us to have some kind of strategic plan for us to become financially independent, I think that's a very important thing that we need to always remember. And for us to value what it is that we earn. You know, when you receive some money, when you earn an income out of your own effort, out of your own sweat, and getting tired over hours and hours of labor work or whatever kind of occupation you might have, you really appreciate that financial reward that you receive. Of course, there's many other kind of gratifications that a person might have in their ambition as far as achievement and all these other things are concerned, which are also extremely important as well. A person needs to be someone who has ambition, someone who aspires for something, wants to expand. And throughout what we've been discussing, we've never come across some kind of hadith that says, no, it's bad to have an income, it's bad to earn money. It's rather the opposite. Especially if you become affluent, if you become even rich, but at the same time, you do not become so attached to the dunya. You do not become mutakabbir and feel that you are superior to other people because of your financial status and things like that, which is, of course, things that we have also covered. I think the one thing that stands out as far as our religion is concerned in this area is the topic of a halal, pure income. Now, when we use the word halal here, it's not only halal in the legitimate sense, but halal in the tahir, pure sense. And that's why I said a pure income, not only a legitimate income, but a pure income. And that would mean that you're not only making sure that your job that you are busy doing is halal in the sense of legitimate, but also you're making sure that what kind of money that comes your way is absolutely pure. We know that we have our financial obligations like zakat, like khums. Zakat itself comes from the word purifying. You know what khums is, and that's something exclusive to the Shi'i school of thought as far as jurisprudence is concerned. And I think when we are talking about having a halal income, having a pure income, we automatically know that if we ensure that our income is halal, it's going to not only have a positive impact on my spiritual growth, but it's also going to assist as far as the wider community is concerned. Because if I make sure that I don't accept any bribe, I don't accept any usury, any riba, I make sure that I am not wronging anyone or ripping anyone off or stealing anything from anyone, that's exactly what halal income means, to avoid these kind of things, then how good would the society be? You know, no bribery, no usury, no kind of financial deception or fraud or things like that, no theft. How better can a society be if we were to focus on these things?
آیت الله جوادی آملی, the author of the book مفاتیح الحیات, the keys of life.
این مفاتیح باید دو جلد باشه, چندین سال این حرف گفته میشه.
This book مفاتیح ought to be in two volumes.
یه جلدش هی مفاتیح الجنان است, چه فرون دماغ و سواب داره فرون روزون است.
One volume, the present volume, مفاتیح الجنان, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
یه جلدش کم داره و اون اینه که فرون درخت کاری اینجا کم سواب داره, دعا هم داره سواب هم داره.
But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام اونطوری که اینو گفته بودم گفته دی اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره, همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری اون ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam who has stressed out the reward for praying has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment.
There are many lessons
of the book
by those prophets. And
eat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
When we come across these kind of ahadith where it speaks about how necessary it is for us to have a pure income, and of course, you know, I just wanted to remind my brothers and sisters the importance of making sure that you pursue rizq early in the morning, al-bakur. If you remember these ahadith that we shared, that al-bakur is mubarak, a person who wakes up early in the morning and pursues, starts their life early in the morning. Now, whether you're going out for work or whether you're at home doing what you need to, whatever it may be, get into the habit of waking up early, whether it's a holiday, whether it's not a holiday. There's no such thing as sleeping in. Your day is going to be ruined if you sleep in. If you wake up at 10 o'clock or 10:30, by the time you become active, half the day is already gone. And therefore, there are so many of these ahadith. Al-Bakur Mubarak, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi says, Al-Bakur Mubarak, yazidu fi jami'in ni'am. Bakur is blessed. It will increase, you waking up early in the morning, will increase in all of your ni'am, in all of your blessings, khususan fi rizq, especially in your rizq. Now, when we are talking about these kind of things and discussing how important it is to remember the talabul halal, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, he says, talabul halal faridatun ala kulli muslimin wa muslimatin. Seeking a halal income is an obligation upon every Muslim male and female, whether you're the husband, whether you're the wife, whether you're the father, whether you're the daughter, it doesn't matter. You need to make sure, you need to ensure that anything that is coming your way is pure, is halal, is legitimate. And as I just said, it's not only going to have an impact on your spiritual growth as a Muslim, on your moral conduct as a Muslim, but also a ripple effect in the wider society, where you will refuse to participate in anything that is illegitimate as far as any kind of financial earnings are concerned. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, again emphasizing on the importance of making sure you are as precise as can be, as sensitive as can be, as cautious as can be. Al-ihtiyat tariqul najat, and especially having ihtiyat in areas of your income, making sure you check and double check and triple check that you're not owing anyone any money, that no one is demanding anything from you, that you haven't ripped anyone off or any of these kinds. والحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
Driving past, walking fast to the field of dreams. Hear the children scream.
There Was the Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.